Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, February 21st, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at MikeChurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump calls Pete Buttigieg Alfred E. Newman. Here, I thought I was the only one to clone that phrase. Russia is already on the field playing with the election, and I'll give you the latest update on the coronavirus. President Trump continued his four-state trip out west Thursday evening with a wild rally in Colorado Springs, Colorado, as he openly celebrated Democrats' intra-party squabbling at the Las Vegas presidential primary debate. He took an unexpected shot at the movie Parasite, prompting a scathing response from its production company. In the wide-ranging event that resembled a casual conversation at some points, Trump assessed that Minnie Mike Bloomberg didn't do well last night and declared Amy Klobuchar's presidential campaign dead because she dejectedly asked Pete Buttigieg at the debate if he was calling her dumb. Trump again called Buttigieg Alfred E. Newman after the scrawny fictional character and advised Klobuchar, "You don't say that even if it's true." Trump went on to tout his surging poll numbers and mocked the Oscars at length, saying he couldn't believe a foreign film like Parasite won Best Picture. The intelligence community's top election security official delivered a briefing to lawmakers last week, warning them that the intelligence community believes Russia is already taking steps to interfere in the 2020 election, with the goal of helping President Trump win. Last week's briefing, led by election security official Shelby Pearson and first reported by the New York Times, addressed the overall picture of Russia's efforts, including hacking, weaponizing social media, and attacks on election infrastructure, according to one of the sources. The briefers said that Russia does favor Trump, but that helping Trump wasn't the only thing they were trying to do, as it was also designed to raise questions about the integrity of the election process. Trump became irate in a meeting with outgoing acting director of national intelligence Joseph McGuire last week for allowing the information about Russia's meddling efforts to be included in the briefing, according to a White House official. Our quote of the day, "For you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my confidence from my youth," Psalm 71:5. Coming up, our saint of the day, "One who has hope lives differently," Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob, who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian Roast, their ultra-robust French Roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to MikeChurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Severin. In the year 451, the Fourth General Council was called at Chalcedon to pronounce upon the heresy, which was spreading very rapidly in the eastern portion of the church. Dioceses were being split into factions, which in some cases elected rival bishops and refused communion to their opponents. The decision of the council, which totally condemned the heresy, was accepted at once by a great portion of the Palestinian monks. But there were many exceptions. At the head of these was Theodosius, a violent and unscrupulous man who obtained sufficient following to enable him to expel Juvenal, bishop of Jerusalem, and to gain possession of the see for himself. He then raised so cruel a persecution in Jerusalem that he filled the city with blood. At the head of a band of soldiers, he then proceeded to carry desolation over the country, although in certain places he met with opponents who had the courage to stand firm in their orthodoxy. Of these, no one showed more determination than Severin, bishop, who received as his reward the crown of martyrdom. The soldiers seized him, dragged him out of the city, and then put him to death. The Boy Scouts of America's bankruptcy filing Tuesday puts it into a similar company as almost two dozen U.S. Catholic dioceses and USA Gymnastics. Each of the organization faces scores of sexual abuse lawsuits that allege the organization failed to stop serial predators from abusing young children. And each has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to figure out a way to pay those victims. Despite those broad similarities, there are differences in the scale of the lawsuits and the abuse claims against each organization. The Boy Scouts case is somewhat closer to asbestos-related bankruptcies. That's because the Boy Scouts, like in those cases, does not yet have a handle on how many victims will be making claims. Still, filing for bankruptcy can make sense for organizations dealing with extensive lawsuits, according to the experts. President Trump said Thursday that he won't act to grant clemency to his friend and former associate Roger Stone, right now saying he wants the process to play out before he makes a decision. "I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out. I think that's the best thing to do." He said, "I'd love to see Roger exonerated, and I'd love to see it happen because I personally think he was treated very unfairly." The Chinese province at the center of the novel coronavirus outbreak announced 411 new cases yesterday. That's up from 349 on Wednesday after China changed the definition of a confirmed case. The total number of infected worldwide stands at over 76,100. At least 2,244 people are now dead from the virus, with all but 11 of those deaths in mainland China. Looks like South Korea reported a jump of 52 additional cases overnight, bringing the country's total to 156. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.